Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit, busy week with the draft in the Motor City. Begins on Thursday at 8 p.m., runs through Saturday, and it's going to be a worldwide showcase for the Lions, the city of Detroit, and the Lions Nation. Jeremy from Pride of Detroit, which you need to follow, Twitter, Facebook, online. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Excited for a big week ahead here.
Yeah, it is, man. Kicks off on Thursday. They've been building that stage for the last couple of weeks. What do you think, compared to other drafts you've been to or seen, that will make this one unique when it kicks off on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've actually never gone to one in person. Most of my drafts are spent in the Lions facility, just kind of hanging out, watching it on TV. And that's what I'll be doing this year, too. But I think it's just kind of a unconventional choice with Detroit. Not that, you know, we're majorly different than some of the other cities like Chicago that have done it, or Kansas City last year. But I think it's in a city that has a relatively bad reputation. But I think people are going to see it for what it is, which is actually very much an up-and-coming downtown area. And I really love the area of Campus Martius, and I think it's going to be really an outstanding, I would say, representation of Detroit. And, obviously we got a rabid fan base that's coming off of one of the best years in the franchise's modern history. So I think it's going to have a very cool atmosphere to it that maybe you haven't experienced outside of some of these other Midwest towns.
You know, something I was thinking about today, and I retweeted something, that the odds have dropped in more than half on J.J. McCarthy being the number two overall pick. And I'm thinking, you know, life is about timing. Can you imagine whenever McCarthy's name is called, in the state where he played? That's just another signature moment for Michigan football, for the Lions, and for the sports fans in this state.
Yeah, and it's not just going to be J.J. McCarthy, too, right? Like, they had a record number amount of Michigan players at the NFL Combine. There'll be a ton of them drafted over the entire weekend. But, yeah, obviously for J.J., who I'm not sure, was he one of the 13 that's going to be in attendance? I don't remember. But either way, that's obviously going to be a very special moment for him whenever it happens, and really everybody, obviously. But, yeah, it's going to be a big, I would imagine, a pretty big Michigan contingent in the crowd this upcoming weekend, which should make it extra fun for him.
What do you think is going on with Brad Holmes, the coaching staff, the front office, in their war room right now at Allen Park? What do you think are priorities, or where they're leaning and looking right now as they prepare for a hometown NFL draft?
Yeah, I would say by now they probably have most of their board kind of settled. Really, I think once you get closer and closer to the draft itself, I think as the other teams start to get their draft board settled, I think really this is maybe when you start making some calls, just to see what kind of interest there is out there in trading up, trading down, just to kind of have some plans in place if the board falls a certain way. So I think that's kind of what the majority of this week is spent on, because, I mean, hopefully you've done all of your homework by now, and hopefully you've kind of decided what sort of positions you're targeting or players you're targeting. And when it comes to the Lions, I think they've made it so they really have so many options and so many different directions they can go to, where, you know, whoever they're drafting in the first round, in the second round, in the third round, I don't think you're expecting immediate starters at really any of those picks, which is, you know, maybe some people might be annoyed by that, considering this team had four starters from the draft class last year. But the way their roster is built right now, they can start planning for a little bit more of the long-term picture here. So they could go offensive line with the first overall pick, or their first round pick, even though there isn't an immediate starting job there, because they can start planning for the future and start to get cheaper at positions in which they'll need to get cheaper at. So I really think if you're trying to nail down a position or a specific player, you're going to be hard pressed with this Lions team, because they have so few immediate needs, and they just have so much freedom with what they can do.
Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit, joining us on the Meyer guest line, talking about the draft this weekend in downtown Detroit. Yeah, and he said it, I think when we talked last week, that he's not going to worry about, he's going to do what's best for the team, not the fact that they're there. And if Goodell doesn't make an announcement with the Lions, that could be a buzzkill for the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, who will gather in downtown Detroit. What would be something, Jeremy, and it's all hypothetical, and we're just playing Lions War Room, What would be a situation where all of a sudden Brad Holmes might shift gears and say, I'm going to trade up?
Yeah, it's a good question because, I don't know, the way I look at this year's talent, I would say there's kind of a drop off, I would say, between maybe some people would call it first and second round talent after maybe like 22, 23 players. And so if you're getting towards the end of that list and you know, if that's what the Lions list is, you know, and 22 of them are gone by pick 25 or 26, maybe you jump up a couple spots and get them. If they are committed to maybe improving the cornerback room, I would say, you know, maybe it would be worthwhile to go get one of the top two guys in Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. But again, like I don't think the Lions are necessarily in a position where they have to do that. They'd have to really just fall in love with one individual because really they've traded up a couple times, right? And, you know, some people would say, you know, well, the Super Bowl window's open. Let you go get your guy, the last guy that'll push you over the top. Brad Holmes kind of said, like, that's not how we operate. You know, we're more interested in just getting good players, not necessarily, you know, being more desperate or urgent. But that being said, you know, they traded up for Jameson Williams when they didn't necessarily have to in terms of, you know, where they were as a team. You know, you can make an argument back then they needed more draft picks, but they went up and got a guy that they really liked. So this year, it would just mean falling in love with a specific player like it does every year. So, you know, if there's an offensive lineman they really like, if there's a cornerback they really like, an edge defender, I wouldn't say it's really a great year for that, but maybe they really, really like one of the top edge defenders. It's always possible. It's very unpredictable, and that's kind of going to be, I think, a running theme with my answers here. Is like it's very unpredictable what I think the Lions and Brad Holmes are going to do this weekend, but it's always more to me about the individuals than it is the positions. So to me, if Brad Holmes is going to trade up, it's going to be over an individual, not over, you know, trying to upgrade a specific position.
And who would be five guys you think that Holmes is in love with that he might? And again, we don't know. We're not inside the war room. We don't know all the conversations. But just from your perspective, give me five guys that you think Holmes and Campbell could be in love with that they would move up to get.
Yeah, man, there's a lot. To me, the position that's really rich with guys that they would trade up with is the offensive line. And again, I know it's not an immediate position of need, but there's some maulers out there that I think they'd really, really like. Now, if they were going to spend the most to jump up, I think that Talise Fuaga guy out of Oregon State, he's probably one of the best fits in terms of personality that you know, they'd have to spend a lot to get up there, so they probably don't do it. If they're looking for another guy that might only require a move of like five or six spots, I think Graham Barton out of Duke is, again, very much a gritty kind of guy who I believe he's the guy who suffered a leg injury. That was Zach Frazier, the center. He's also another guy that, again, this is kind of going back to, I think everyone on that, you know, in the top 30 offensive linemen are guys that are very much in that conversation. So Fuaga, Graham Barton, Zach Frazier, Jackson Powers Johnson is really another one. The center out of Oregon, a guy that just is absolutely screams Dan Campbell. But to jump off of offensive line, I guess Jazon Newton is another one to me. Johnny Newton from Illinois, defensive tackle who he met with the Lions at the combine. He said he really vibes with what they're doing, and you know the Lions could always use more pass rush, particularly in the interior. I know they added DJ Reader. I know they like Aleem McNeil a lot, but Jazon Newton to me is another guy that very much fits what the Lions like to do, and I could see them falling in love with.
So with the draft being, and Jeremy Reisman, Pride of Detroit, follow them Facebook, Twitter, online. He's joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. With the draft in Detroit, is it the usual setup for the Lions? A war room at Allen Park, the headquarters there for the media. I know they're doing the fan experience, everything in downtown Detroit. Just because it's in Detroit, there's not going to be any mobile setup anywhere near the draft, correct?
Yeah, no, correct. Yeah, it's the whole thing is actually run mostly by the NFL. In fact, Dan Campbell at the uniform unveiling last week said, like, man, I wish we could have thrown this for you, but it's set up by the NFL. They're going to do a really good job and everything, but it's mostly hands off for the Lions. They're doing their own thing in their own team facility like they always do. So for them, this isn't actually going to be much different of an experience for the team itself, but obviously the fans get a whole different way to experience the draft.
What's the latest on new contracts? And top of that list would be St. Brown and Goff. Are they going to get them done before the draft starts, which would, you know, less than 3 days away, a little over 3 days away? Are they going to get it done after the draft? What's a gut guess on a timetable?
Yeah, my gut is this happens sometime either early summer or you know, maybe in a month or two before we get there. There's no real urgency. The only real soft deadline there was at all was a roster bonus for Jared Goff that has come and went at this point. And Brad Holmes has even said, like, that's not really much of a deadline for us. He's just a guy that likes to take his time with these things. You know, there are a lot of quarterbacks and receivers out there that still are looking for extensions. We didn't see Amon-Ra at the offseason workouts last week. That doesn't necessarily mean he wasn't there, but we didn't see any photos of him. They didn't put him in front of the media. So that could be something to watch as we get deeper and deeper to the offseason program. Obviously, the guy is going to continue to work out on his own, and I don't think you need to worry about him falling out of shape or anything like that, but definitely something to keep an eye on if that, you know, goes on deeper into spring and the summer. But yeah, no real progress in either direction. I think the Lions are just going to take their time with it. They've done extensions in May. They've done extensions in, you know, July, August. So it could really come at any time. At this point, I don't think anything is imminent, so I wouldn't expect anything this week.
Jeremy Reisman, Proud of Detroit, as I mentioned, all the time. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, online. Lions NFL Insider talking about the draft this weekend in downtown Detroit. Jeremy, always good stuff. Appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate you having me.